Hi, Steven.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Not much going on in your locker room this week, huh?
I don't think so. Just it's a bye week, you know, nothing big going on.
What was your reaction when you heard that Randy Moss had been traded away this week?
Well, you know, I was at home and I saw stuff on TV, and I'm like, what the heck's going on, you know? And I just kind of disbelief, didn't understand, and then came in and it was finalized, and just interesting.
Do you understand any more now than you did then?
No, I guess, you know, listening to the, you know, the news conference, just like everyone else, that, you know, you just go in a different direction, I guess. I don't know why, but whatever Bill says, I he's got a reason, so, you know, I trust him.
Is there any kind of mechanism in place for you guys in Foxborough if you don't understand something? I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyway. If you don't understand something or something happens with personnel, do you can you go there and get some clarification from the head coach or an assistant coach or anybody?
I guess if you really wanted to go and ask people questions, you can, but I'm kind of like, you know, the POW, you don't want to know too much information because that way you're not lying to people when they ask you. So I don't know, and not that I would care to know, but well, you know, whatever the situation is, it's none of my business. My business is to go out there and perform, and that's what I intend to do this next week of practice and in the next game.
What was it like being a teammate of his?
It was great, man. I really look up to Randy. He's a great guy, leader on and off the field, and I just really enjoyed being around him. You know, I'm actually older than Randy. I might not look it, but you know, he's a good guy. Guy I have a lot of respect for.
Was he a disruptive influence ever in your observation?
I don't believe so. You know, everyone has a different personality, and I never had any problems with Randy. I really enjoyed his company.
I know he didn't talk much in the media, but from what we've heard in the locker room, on the practice field, he was a very vocal, fun, you know, loud kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, he's just like a lot of guys on this team. We all enjoy competition, and training camp is a great time for competition against our teammates who we're going to see each and every day for long periods of time. So, you know, we're always talking smack to each other, getting each other motivated, and really trying to improve individually and as a team. And he was definitely a guy who liked competition.
When was your first introduction to the NFL as business? People always say, oh, it's a business. But I think there's always some watershed moment where they say, oh, this is what folks are talking about. What was that moment for you?
Well, I guess my first camp, I came in here and I made it for 3 weeks in camp, the three games. And then they brought me in and said, hey, Steve, you know, we appreciate how hard you work, but we don't have a spot for you. You don't know how to play football yet. And I just said thank you and for the opportunity and got a flight home to California. So, you know, it happened pretty fast, and it's just unfortunately the way it is. And then you have other situations coming along, you know, throughout the course of the last 10 years. It's sad, but it's just the way it is, you know. It's a game on Sunday, and it's business the rest of the time.
Did you know it was coming when they called you in and said, sorry, Steve, you don't know the game yet? Were you surprised, or did you know it was coming?
I kind of anticipated it was coming because I had no idea what was going on.
But I thought on the field, you mean?
Yeah, on the field. I thought maybe I could make a practice squad or something to try to learn how to play. Unfortunately for me, you know, when I got released by the Patriots, the Eagles picked me up and taught me for about 12 weeks until the Patriots brought me back.
When you joined the Patriots, when you came here to begin, you know, practicing with them and all that, you had never played organized football before?
No, I had played at my high school, but to call that organized football, that might be a stretch. That's at my high school, at San Diego High School, we had a lot of great athletes, but not very much discipline and not a lot of scheme. We just kind of run to the right, run to the left type deal. But it was a blast, that's for sure.
See, I was going to ask you if you've ever seen anything like what happened in Miami on Monday, but I know the answer is no, because it's never happened before in the National Football League, all those types of scores that you guys had. What was your take on that Miami game, particularly the second half?
Well, it was great. You know, a big point for us was always to play good in the second half, and And, you know, we're always talking, you're always practicing about, you know, blocking the kicks. And you know, this is the week we're going to get a kick. And they blocked two and got a great field position on one, scored a touchdown on another. And, I mean, we had a lot of players step up, you know. Ninkovich getting two picks and a sack. And Chung, two blocked kicks and a touchdown. And it's, I mean, it's just, that's unbelievable. You know, as an offense, you're sitting there and ready to go back on, out on the field. And you're going out to kick a PAT. That's never a bad thing.
I was wondering about that. You get ready to start the second half. You're going to receive the second half kickoff. You get yourselves all prepared, and then you watch, you know, Brandon Tate running 104 yards with the kickoff, and you got to go sit down again, and you probably don't mind a bit.
Not at all. You know, if we were up here in December, I might be a little upset. You know, it'd be real cold on the sidelines, but down there in Miami is nice and warm, so we're able to stay nice and loose. But yeah, and I forgot about Tate. He had an excellent game, as he always does on the special teams, return a kick for a touchdown. That's great.
So what's the plan for Sunday, since you don't have a game?
You know what? I always smell the tailgate coming into the stadium, so I was thinking maybe I'll get the barbecue out there in my driveway and tailgate in my driveway.
What?
Sunday football.
One-man tailgate, or are you going to invite the neighbors?
Well, my parents are coming to town. You know, maybe the neighbors. We'll see. I'm not even sure if I'll be around in town. I might do something with my family, but I was thinking that might be kind of fun to tailgate, you know, since we're always missing out on that.
Will you be in front of the TV on Monday with your popcorn watching Randy Moss in his first game against the Jets?
I probably will be. I enjoy watching football. I'm a huge fan. I always was and I always will be. And I'll probably enjoy watching the Vikings, hopefully getting a victory. That should be nice.
All right, help us decide one thing as we let you go. There was a lot of contention. It got real ugly here on Monday. Tom Brady on the Dennison Callahan show said that if he were in a 20-yard race with Vince Wilfork, he'd kill him. Vince Wilfork on our program a couple of hours later said, "Don't be fooled by the size, Tommy boy." Which guy wins a 20-yard race, Brady or Wilfork?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I guess it depends on what people ate a couple hours before. No, you know what? Vince is quick, and he's pretty close to me right now. Tom is my guy I got to protect. But it's a toss-up. I'm going to have to go with Brady, though, just because he buys me dinner every once in a while. So I got to go with Tommy on this one.
And you might not get that gift for the offensive lineman if you went with Vince.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Hey, Steven, we appreciate it. Enjoy the bye week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay,
take care.
All right.
That is Patriots offensive lineman Steven Neal.